Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray, to the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day and Yom Revi'i, the 26th day of the month of Menachem Av. Today is day 684, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. We pray for all the chayalim, all of the soldiers. I saw a notification come in just a few moments ago that I believe four soldiers were injured by a grenade, by our Harmon. So we pray for Refuah Shalema for them and for all. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce my dear colleague, Rabbi Ezra Sarna, who is the Director of Torah and Halacha Initiatives at the Orthodox Union, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Sarna slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those being chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and then translated into English. Then Rabbi Sarna will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the hostages, which is the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, where Rabbi Sarna will pause for about 30 seconds, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder, email, you can do so by subscribing at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And to sponsor a day of the program, a week, a month, you can find all that information at ou.org/call. Again, that link is ou.org/call. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Sarna.
Thank you, Rotali. One of the introductions of one of our great svarim that's very, very interesting, very powerful, is the introduction to a sefer called the Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gedolos. And in this book, he enumerates all the different mitzvos, both asay and mitzvos asay. And we have a tradition that there's 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, and it's a big discussion, not so simple, what are exactly those 613 mitzvahs? And the Rambam has his count, and the Bahag, the Baal Halacha Gedolos, has his count. Ovadia Gaon composed a poem of 613 words, and each word represents a different mitzvah. It's a matter of important study what exactly is considered in the body of the 613 mitzvahs and what is not. And the Smag writes in his introduction that he had been encouraged by many to write a sefer explaining the sources, explaining the reasoning of the Rambam and others who came before him, and he always felt unworthy to write such a sefer. And then he writes that one night he had a dream, and in his dream he was shown two svarim, two different books. And he could tell that this was not a dream like any others. He felt like it was a message that was being sent to him, and he understood that he was supposed to write a book, and he was supposed to write a book that had two parts, and therefore he understood he was supposed to write a book, one part with the mitzvot lo'asa and one part with the mitzvot ta'ase. And then he writes later in an introduction that he had another dream that was helpful in his sefer, and that was, he had written the entire list of mitzvot lo'asa. Our Chacham tell us that in the count of 613, there's 365 mitzvot lo'asa and 248 mitzvot ase. So you have to get the count exactly right, and it's not simple to know what is and what's not. And so he had finished all 365 mitzvot lo'asa. He had finished clarifying and explaining and including, excluding the entire list of 365. And then, that night, he had a dream. He was all excited, he was all happy, he had accomplished what he had set out to do, and that night he had a dream, and in his dream, a voice came to him and said, Shachachta esa ikar, you have forgotten the main thing. And then the voice said, Yishomer lecha, be very careful. Pen tishkachas Hashem alekecha, lest you forget Hashem. And then he woke up. I forgot the main thing. I went through, and in order to write such a book, you have to be a scholar of immense talent and breadth and wisdom, you know, and he had written this entire list of 365 mitzvahs, clarifying, elucidating each one, and he had a dream that you forgot the main thing. Guard yourself. Lest you forget Hashem your God. And he didn't know what it meant. What does it mean? I forgot the main thing. How could I possibly forget Hashem in my listing of the count? I mean, I listed not worshiping Avodah Zarah, believing Hashem, etc. So how could I have forgotten the main thing? And then he realized that there's actually a pasuk in the Torah that says, "Hishomer lecha pen tishkach Hashem lekecha." It's in Parshas Ekev, the parsha we just read. And that parsha is talking about when a person has good food, they have enough to drink, they have a roof over their head, they have clothes on their back, they have couches and everything else that they need. Then the Torah says, human nature is that when you have what you need and you don't feel like you're needing anything, it's very easy to forget Hashem. It's very easy to think, it's me, it's because of my intellect, it's because of my talents, it's because I'm outgoing, it's because I'm a good salesman, it's because I'm so friendly, that's why I have all these things. I don't really need Hashem because of this. So Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, Yishom lecha, be very careful. Don't forget that it's Hashem that gave you every single blessing in your whole life, every breath that you take, the eyesight that you have, the fact you can hear, the delicious food, everything you have in your life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think it's because of you. It's all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so the Smag writes that he realized that this, Yishom lecha, pen tishkach Hashem lekecha, is a los hase, should be one of the 365 los hases in the Torah. And he said, and then I realized it's really a Gemara. The Gemara in Sota says, Azhara lagase haruach manayin. How do you know there's a prohibition to be haughty? How do you know there's a prohibition to be haughty? And the Gemara quotes, Hisham alecha. Whenever the Torah says, Shmor, or Hishamer, it's a los hase. So he understood that that's what the dream was telling him. He forgot a los hase of being a Balgaiva, of thinking that you are the source, you're the cause, you're the reason why you have good things. And it's not really all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so he writes that, therefore, I included this in my count of 365. And he writes, and in the mitzvah himself, when he gets to that leis haseh, he writes that I, for my entire career, you know, as a teacher, I've taught about the danger of gaiva, of being proud, and I've taught about the value of being humble, and I just never realized the los hase. And he writes, he quotes the different chazal about how beautiful it is, how important it is to be humble before Hashem, before others, and about the danger of being a balgaiva. And he writes over there a beautiful thing, and that's what I want to share with you today, and that's why I want to give Chayfal really a bracha. He writes there that normally when a person needs something, you need to daven for it. We see from creation that the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring the vegetation yet. He was waiting for man to come to daven for rain, and then the vegetation would come. Generally, all bracha that we get, we need the key of tefillah. We need the key of tefillah to open up the storage of bracha from Shemayim and allow it to come down. He says, I think there's one exception. Because he quotes a pasuk that says, Ta'avas anavim takshiv. That the desire of those who are humble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to. So he says, the pasuk doesn't say, Tfilas anavim takshiv. It doesn't say that the prayer of those who are humble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to. He says, it's the desire of the humble that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to. So that's the smag, that if a person is humble, and a person lives his life realizing that everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not me, not us, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to us, then that person who's humble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't wait for that person to daven. He's so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares and loves that person so much that whatever he desires, tavas anavim, his desire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is takshiv. He listens to the desire. He doesn't need to wait for the person to daven. We have so many things that we need. We have so many things that we desire. Desire peace. We desire Yeshua. We desire refuah shleima. And so we don't need to, if a person thinks, if I'm not making big parades, I'm not creating organizations, I'm not out there in the field wrapping bandages around wounds, I'm not doing anything. It's not true. A person in their own home, no matter where they are, if they can implant in their heart, everything I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all a gift, and we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not us. Our security, our health, our wealth, our achievements. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to our tabos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to our desires, and hopefully we'll bring Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. I'm going to now start reading the Tehillim slowly, and then move on to the other tefillos. Kapitel Chaf. Manatzeach is Rav David. Yancha Adina Bien Tzara Yisagech Hashem Elohi Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadaka. Yizkar Kol Mikhaizecha V'Elaslecha Yidashnefela. Yitin Lecha Chavadacha V'Cho Atascha Yimalei. Yerenana B'Shuvasecha U'Vishem Eloheinu Nigdol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalasecha. Ata Yadati Ki Yashi Adonai Mishichoi Yaniu Mishmei Kachoi Yigburais Yesha Yiminoi. Ela Varecha Ve'ela Vasasim V'Nachna Mishem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Tema Karu V'Nafala V'Nachna Kamna V'Nisagad Adonai Hashia HaMelech Ya'aninu Yom Karina. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi V'Lechfer. Vinas Deshe Yabitini Amen Menuchas Yenarini. Nafshi Yishevi V'Encheni. V'Magoi Tzedek L'Man Shemai. Gam Ki Elech Begit Talmaves Lo Yira Ra Ki Ata Imadi. Shiftecha U'Mishantecha Hema Yinachamuni. Ta'arech Lefanai Shulchan Neged Tzairai Tishanta v'shemen rashi kresi v'vaya. Ach toi v'chesed yudifuni kol yimei chayoi, v'shanti b'vesh adonai l'arach yamim. Shir l'ma'alos, esa inai il ha'arim, me'ayin yavei ezri. Ezri me'im adonai, esay shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein v'maitar glecha, al yanum shemecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shemer Yisrael. Adonai Shemecha, Adonai Tzecha, Ayad Menachem. Imam HaShemesh Le'akeka, V'yarech Balayla. Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora, Yishmar Esnafshecha. Adonai Yishmar Tzecha Uvayecha, Mi'ata V'yadelam. Shir HaMalas, Imam HaKim Kasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema B'Kali, Tiana Aznecha Kashvores L'Kol Tachanunai. Im Avanes Tishmarya, Adonai Mi'amoid. Ki Imcha Haslecha, Leman Tivare. Kivisi Adonai Kivsa Nafshi, Lidvare Hechalti. Nafshi Ladonai Mishamim Labeker, Shamim Labeker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kiim Adonai Hachesed Habe Nefilis. Behu Yifte Ech Yisrael Mikol Avanesav. Paskilo David, Yosa Bamira Svila. Kali El Adonai Ezak, Kali El Adonai Eschana. Eshbaich lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav akir. Pisatek alai ruchi, vata yadata nisivasi, ba'erach zu ahalech, tamnufach li. Habit yamin ure'e, ve'im li makir, avad manay simeni ein duresh nashi. Za'aki elecha adenei marti atamachsi, chalki be'eretz hachayim. Hakshiva el rinasi, ki dalesi mi'od. Hatzileni mi'arevai, ki amtsu mi'meni. Hetia Maskir Nashi Lides Asr Shanacha, Bi Yachtir Tarikin Ki Sigmal Alai. Achene Kobes Yisrael. Hanisunim Batara Ubashavia, Undim Bain Bayam Bain Biyavasha. Hamakom Yerachem Alehem, Yosim Mitar Lervacha, Meafela Lerara, Mashiba Ligula, Hashta, Bagala Vasman Kariv, Benemar Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land. May the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Yishevarech Avaseinu, Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, who Yivarech Es Chayilei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael, Ba'anshei Koyches Habitachayin, Amdim Amishmar Atzinu, Ba'arei Eleheinu, Ngu Halvanayin Ve'ad Minbar Mitzrayim, Min Hayam Hagadel Ad Levay Harava V'chol Makom Shehim V'yavasha V'avir U'vayam. Tein Adonai Esrevinu Hafim Alim Nigafim Lifnehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzir L'Chayelinu Yikor Atzara V'Tzirka U'Mikol Negel Machala Yishlach Bracha V'Atzlacha V'Chol Ma'asei Ve'Hem Yadber Sayneinu Tachtehem V'Yatrim B'Cheser Yishua V'Ateres Nitzachon V'Kuyam B'Hem HaKasuf Yadonai Elohechem Ha'alech Yimachem Lihilachem Lachem Yim Oivechem Elohashir Aschem B'Namar Amin Yishabech Avasin Avraham Yitzhak V'Yakov Yosef Maisha V'Aharon David Ushlomai Hu Yivarech V'Yishmar V'Yinsor Esnadre Tzva Hagana V'Yisrael U'Shvuyav V'Skol Achinu Hanusinim B'Tzara U'Vishavya V'Avur Shekol Akol Akash Hazay Yimisbala B'Avuram V'Avash Baruch Hu Yimalei Racham Aleyem V'Yotziyam Mechoshek V'Tzamavas V'Moistra Yisrael Yinatek V'Yim Tukosehem Yishiyem Yoshivim Mehira, Lachek Mishrachosahem. Yodi Ladana Chazda, Michlo, Venifo, Esavane Adan. Ikoyam Behem, Mekash Kasuv, Uchtui, Adonai Yishuvun. Bavaru Tzion Virina, Vesimchas Amam Arasham. Satsan Vesimcha Yasigu, Venasu Yagan Janufa, Venamar Ame. Yishabir Chavasina, Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov, Mashe, Bahrain, David Shlomo, Yivrech, Esmachalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rechem Aleihem Lachlimam Ulurap Osam Lachzikam Lachriosam Yishlach Lehem Meira Refuah Shlema Min Hashemayim Achol Yivarehem Uachol Gideihem Usav Shar Chol Yisrael Fos Nefesh Fos Haguf Hashba V'Agvah Uzman Kareed V'Namar Amen
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Sarna. Great to have you back on the program. And we look forward to, please God, in near to Hashem, having you back here in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.